Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ visits with a Cherokee Cowboy from Oklahoma named Brenton Hall. Hello, Brenton. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's so good to see you here once again. Tell us your story.
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town of Jay, Oklahoma, northeast Oklahoma, and my mom and dad had a feed store there and run a little cow-calf operation. We had about 200 head of Black Angus cows, so growing up, I was around that quite a bit. My dad and mom had both amateur rodeoed quite a bit, and my dad had pro rodeoed a little bit, and they kind of just really got me going down a good path, and I roped calves a lot growing up, and then as I got older, when my dad passed away when I was 16, and then I kind of moved from calf roping. He was kind of my coach and the guy that helped me every day, so when that happened, I kind of moved from calf roping. Didn't really have the opportunities that I needed in that event anymore, but I had a lot of good friends around that team rope. So I moved into that and we started team roping, and God blessed me so much with that. It was so natural for me heading. I still can't heel a lick to save my butt, but heading was natural for me, and it was really fun. But then started rodeoing in 2018 with a guy named Chase Trine from Montana. Me and him rodeoed for 5 years, I believe, there. And then roped with Peyton Bray last year, and then moved down to roping with Caden this year. Me and Chase made it 3 years, and then this will be me and Caden's first year qualifying, and it's just been such a blessing.
You've been here multiple times. Has it been on the same horse?
Yeah, in a way. The horse that I'm riding tonight is a horse I call Mikey. I bought him last year, and it's funny, when I bought him, I knew if I could ever get back to the NFR, he was going to be the best horse I'd ever rode there. The first few years I made it, I rode a horse I call Time Bomb, and I rode Time Bomb this year too, and he helped me. I think I won $50,000 or so on him, and then another $50,000 or so on a roan mare I got that I've been riding here as a backup. She's been grand entrying for me. I rode that Time Bomb horse the first 3 years I made the NFR, and I always kind of had some backups along, but he's been there from 2018. That horse has been so special to me, and he helped get me here, so I'd be silly to not think that horse is super incredible and super special to me. But once getting here, Mikey, the horse I'm riding tonight, fits the setup a little better, and he's made it so incredibly easy.
To be the top 15 hitter in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and I would assume you're successful in other associations and ropings, but this team roping event is vast. It has the larger numbers than any of the other events. What does it take to get at the level that you are?
Oh, it's so crazy, and it's been funny as it's went on. Last year I won 97,000. I was 16th. And the 3 years that I made it before that, I had actually only won, I think the most money I'd won is like 89,000 going into the NFR. And, but times have changed. The rodeos added a little more money, so that changes things too. But it's just gotten, I think it's gotten tougher since, 2019 being the first time I made the NFR. And I would say around 21 to 22 was right there when team roping, everybody, it just seemed like there was three or four teams that could be fast. And all of a sudden, if you made it to the NFR, all 15 of those teams could be three at any given moment. And then outside of that, there's so many good team ropers around the world now that even when you go to different places, like you go to California in the spring and everybody ropes good out there, some of the guys from back home like Texas, they may not go, but when you get out there, those guys still rope good. So it's incredibly difficult, but I think that you just got to have a great will to do it and have some good horses. If you got good horses, it really will take you a long ways.
How does a man or a youngster, let's just target a young man or a woman?
Yes, sir.
Where can they get started, whether they have horses or not?
Yeah, I think it's hard to, the thing is, if you can get somebody around the area, which is always tricky. You probably don't know them if you haven't ever done it. You probably don't know those people to help you get started. But I was so blessed to have mom and dad that did it, and a dad that really helped me along the way. But people that don't have those people around them, I commend the few people who have done it. The Patrick Smiths of the world and people like that have never had the opportunities. But I think you just got to have a really big will. And the thing about it now is if you got some people behind you that'll at least help you and pursue it with you and try to help you get there, there's so many instructional videos these days and stuff outside of that to help you get it figured out. And then I've always said it, if anybody needs help, I'd love to help them. So they get my phone number, I'll talk to them at any given moment.
Yes, sir. That's words of our champion, Cherokee Cowboy, that we are so very proud of, Brenton Hall. Brenton, thank you very much for your time. God bless you, partner.
Yes, sir, Randy. Thank y'all, and God bless everybody out there.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.